We're about half done, so settle in, move around if you need to. It's good to be here. We are right where we should be this evening. Many times, as a priest and even as a bishop now, one of the favorite things, this might tell you a lot about me, I love to visit cemeteries. I always have. I've always found them a place of great solace and peace, and also a place of connection. And some years back, it struck me when I visited a cemetery that, you know, this earth is one big cemetery. It's one big graveyard. There are billions and billions of graves that have been in this earth since the creation of men and women. We all know someone in a cemetery. But you know what? Tonight we gather because out of all those billions of tombs, one, only one, is empty. Jesus Christ is risen. And that changes everything. Because of that one empty tomb, we know that in the end, good wins, evil loses. Do you hear that? Good wins, evil loses. That's what we celebrate tonight. And that one day all of our tombs will be empty because one is empty. Good wins, evil loses. Lying loses. Stealing loses, cheating loses, adultery loses, abortion loses, assisted suicide loses, war loses, violence loses, attacks on the family loses. They lose. Honesty wins, justice wins, faithfulness wins, life wins, family wins, love wins, faith wins, hope wins, integrity wins. In the end, good wins, evil loses. The key? We have to hang in there. Not to give up. On Good Friday, evil won, so it seemed. But Good Friday isn't the end. Easter Sunday is. And today we celebrate that good wins. And so we beg our dear Lord, starting today again, to help each one of us to grow in genuine goodness, to become more like God each day. Saint Julian of Norwich, a counselor of souls, people used to flock to him with all their troubles. And after listening, he would look at them tenderly and not say much at all, but with complete confidence, tell them, all will be well. All will be well. In the end, all will be well because of that one empty tomb. So when we go through those low points, we need to hang in there and make acts of faith and to persevere and remind ourselves that it is true that good wins, evil loses. The tomb is empty. Christ has died. Christ has risen. And Christ will come again.